Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. It's just a regular Tuesday on the WIP afternoon show. I figured because we have Wednesday and Hurts Day, Tuesday will be just a regular Tuesday. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling pretty good, brother Spike. Listen, a lot happened last night. Not necessarily all bad. Listen, Canada can be in the World Series. That's why it's called the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Although Seattle choked away that game.
They did.
Unfortunate that Ken Griffey's rolling over in his grave after that one.
Still alive.
Still alive. He is. I know it.
Both of them?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if the dad was.
Okay. I meant Junior, though.
Junior,
yes.
Okay.
I guess that is a good question.
Yeah, yeah,
dad
yeah.
Dad could have been gone, yes.
Well, here we go. Yes, one minute in. Somebody we don't know if he's dead or not. Yep.
Please don't tell me dad's gone. No, I think he's still alive. Either way.
He's still alive.
All right, there we go. There
all right, that's all. That's all. That's all I want to know.
He's 75.
There you go. Listen, three NFC teams playing last night. I think the Eagles came out smelling pretty good after watching all three of those teams. Detroit's real. Detroit's real. Tampa, tough game. I still think that's a good football team. Mike Evans, that's my guy. Feel bad for him.
It's done for the season.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. Seattle, I don't know what the hell that was. Houston stinks. C.J. Stroud, I don't know what the hell happened to him. And you know what else? You know what else? BG is officially back. Come on, man. BG's back. Holla at your boy.
That's a good recap of last night, Ike.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I love that. Love that. Ike and 30. Yep.
It's more like Ike and 90.
A minute and a half. Yep. What do you guys say about your boy Baker?
There,
what do you guys say about Baker? He sucks.
It was not Baker's greatest game. You know, you can only stitch together it with, duct
patches
tape.
And glue. Yeah.
When as soon as Mike Evans went down, you knew it was bad, too. You could see the look on his face. Big show, as always, today. Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 3. We will help decipher who actually gets credit for the BG scoop. Find out what Elliot thinks.
Could have been Ike.
Yeah, could have been Ike. There could be a mystery person in there as well. Jordan Mailata joins us at 4. We have a former Philly closing out the ALCS last night. We have to talk about that as well. But we do start with BG, who we all love, an all-time Eagle, a Mount Rushmore-type Eagle, even if he is not your own personal Mount Rushmore.
So I'm going to have him on there.
Yeah,
some people do.
And the hard to argue, except for Elliot, who keeps Reggie White off it for it. But in any case,
yes.
I love BG. I hope he can play. He seems to think he can. I do not begrudge him coming back if he still thinks he can play. Certainly, we need help on the edge. But there's something about this that feels like a warning sign to me from an Eagle standpoint. Not from a BG standpoint, but from an Eagle standpoint. We have a coach whose whole thing is about culture. Right? I like Nick Sirianni. I think he's a good coach. But he doesn't call plays. He's not the offensive coordinator. It's culture, 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 culture. Nick Sirianni's calling card is a good culture. We all hear about all the leadership we have on the team. Lane's been here forever. He's a leader. Jordan's a leader. Jalen's a leader. Zach Bond's a leader. Saquon's a leader. All this culture, all this leadership. And they have one rocky period. and the locker room, and there's a little finger point and all that. And the locker room and the Eagles are so bereft of leadership that they have to go back and sign their 37-year-old Edge, who retired, who has torn his triceps twice in 1 year, to come back and all of a sudden add leadership to the team. It just, it doesn't feel to me like a team that does have leadership. If you're, because to me, this move is about BG the person as much as it is BG the player. And I don't think you can ever go wrong adding a good person and a good leader to the team. But I think you can go wrong if you're expecting too much out of that. And it doesn't seem to me like just the presence of Brandon Graham is all of a sudden going to make the Jalen AJ thing go away. It doesn't seem like all of a sudden their silly penalties that we've seen or that stuff going to go away. It seems like they are counting on this to do the sort of leadership and culture stuff that should already be part of the team and the organization prior to him being here. And that's my concern, is that it seems like a Hail Mary in that way. Like, oh, we're pointing fingers and guys aren't getting along and they're this sort of stuff. Ah, we'll just bring in BG. He fixed it last time. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't, that part of it feels a little concerning to me, a little fishy to me.
Yeah, listen, I hear you there, and I'm not gonna just push back on everything you say and tell you that you're totally off base. I will say this. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt of knowing what's going on behind those closed doors and what they may exactly need. I think he's being brought back in large part due to some leadership ability that he can add. But here's the thing. I know you brought up the AJ Jalen thing. I don't know how much BG can help on that side of the ball. You know, these locker rooms, they're still compartmentalized, right? It's offense, right. Defense, then you got your position groups, right? So the guys still hang in little cliques. I only say that to say I think he's being brought back for his leadership on the defensive side of the ball. You know, Zach Bond's there as the leader. And Zach Bond had a great year last year. I think a lot of people respect Zach Bond over there. But he had 1 year. And I don't know if he carries the same level of cachet from a leadership standpoint. Now, don't get me wrong. This is not me knocking Zach Bond.
Sure.
This is me actually saying maybe Zach Bond can use a little help in that department from a veteran. See, on offense, they got all the veteran leadership over there. You got AJ, you got Devontae, you got Jalen, you got Saquon, you got Lane, you got Jordan Mailata, you got Landon Dickerson. And they're everywhere on the offensive side of the ball. On the defensive side of the ball, they're a lot younger. They're a lot younger, and particularly in that position group where there's a lot of young players. And we know Jalen Carter has, at least on the field at times, still shown some immaturity in some areas. So maybe BG helps out in that area. Also, listen, I don't know what he can bring to the table physically. I don't know how productive he can be. I do know this. They can use his depth on the line.
Oh, sure.
I mean, yeah. When Za'Darius Smith retired, it left a void, right? Za'Darius Smith coming in, even as an 11 or 12-year vet, I think he was being counted on too much. And that shows you the lack of production that was coming from that position from some of the younger guys. So you get a BG out there, maybe he gives you 20 snaps a game. You know he's going to bring you high energy. You know he's going to bring you great effort. You know he is a force multiplier when it comes to being on in the locker room and being on the sideline and being someone that's uplifting everybody. Maybe that's what they feel they are missing that they can add. Not that he is the end-all, be-all, and all of a sudden the team is not going to lose another game and they're going to have the number one defense and all that type of stuff. But there's something you can sense when you're a team that you're lacking, especially if you've had it before.
Yeah.
And so they sit back and they say, man, we're missing something. Like something we can use a little bit of a jolt. And he's well-respected enough, I believe, that he can be a positive. Here's the only tricky thing. Here's the only tricky thing. And again, I'm not in the locker room, so I don't know this. But those players, they see this. I hope they view this as a positive.
And not a, you guys aren't doing your job.
Exactly.
Right. And that's the thing that feels weird about it, right?
And those guys as professionals and they're athletes, they have a competitive sort of mindset as well. They know if you're bringing back BG, that's saying that we're not getting the job done well enough over here. So that can go one of two ways. and can light a fire under those guys, or they could somehow take offense to it and then don't want to give out max effort. Either way, bringing him in there should push guys, because that's what he's going to try to do. He's going to come out there, he's going to talk his trash. He's the old head. Oh, y'all gonna let the old head in the building. This is what I'm like. And if that lights a fire under some of these younger guys in a positive way, I don't think it's a negative. I understand exactly what you're saying, and I can understand the skepticism. I really can. It does sort of scream of pressing the emergency button and
right, the this, leadership button.
Yeah.
Oh, we need the leadership.
Yeah.
And it almost seems like, and 215-592-9494, do you worry at all about the sign that signing BG sends? It's almost like if everything was going great and all they needed was a rotation edge guy.
Mm-hmm.
The same way we were talking about David Roberts. They're different. I understand they're different.
Yeah.
But we were talking about David Robertson yesterday. And so all of a sudden you're like, well, maybe we need a seventh inning right-hander. Well, let's get this guy. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. What do we have to lose?
Right.
If that was the case, it would be fine. Mm-hmm. But what it does seem like is that they're missing true production at edge. They're missing true leadership within the locker room. And that is, it's an awful lot to ask of a guy who has not been here all year, and the guy who we hope can produce, but yeah, we really have no idea, right?
And that's why I hope the Eagles aren't setting unrealistic expectations with Brandon coming back.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's one thing for fans to be on the fence of whether they believe he's going to contribute a lot or he's not going to contribute anything. What the Eagles can't do is say, this is our one ace in a hole card to pull, and this is going to fix everything.
Right.
He may add something to what you have there, but I would have to imagine that Howie is still calling people trying to find an edge rusher.
From an on-the-field perspective, absolutely.
Yes, from an on-the-field perspective. You're talking more from a leadership perspective.
I think it's everything. I would agree with you that largely they would be out of their minds to think, we have an edge problem, well, let's bring Brent back. All of a sudden, we don't have an edge problem.
I don't think that's what they're doing.
And again, none of this is negative about BG. I'm talking about the Eagles as they were prior to BG.
Yes.
It's everything. It's sort of like, well, maybe they're counting on him too much from a production standpoint, which maybe they're probably not. But from a leadership standpoint, I don't think you can just dial a leader. I don't think you can say, well, we're...
Well, he has to be planned to be a leader.
It's
hard to be a leader from the sideline. It just is.
Leadership doesn't seem to me like, well, my engine's a quart and a half low on oil. Let's get a quart and a half in oil. It doesn't seem like you could be, well, we're a quart and a half low on leadership. The leadership should grow within the team. And that is my concern, too, is that you bring in somebody where everybody in that locker room knows why he's coming back, you know? And again, he could be.
And he's been around, reportedly.
Right.
He's been around the building. Like, he and Jason Kelce, they still got the same damn lockers.
Yes.
Except Darius Smith had BG's locker for some reason.
Maybe that's what they were hoping out of it. If I'm one of the young guys, if I'm Nolan Smith, who I hope comes back, if I'm Jalix Hunt, who seems like a nice kid anyway, all these guys, I think to myself, isn't this a little like hall monitory? You don't think we're doing a good enough job, so you have to bring back the guy from last year.
Right.
And maybe it's not. Maybe he goes in there and everything's fine. But to me, from a culture standpoint, from a leadership standpoint, it seems like if they're missing that, that is very hard to just bring in to the locker room. It has to be in the locker room.
Sure, it does. And that's why I think he is an add-on to what I believe they have. I think it also helps them on that side of the ball, defensively I'm speaking, that N'Kobe Dean is back.
Sure,
You know, N'Kobe Dean, for a couple years there, was viewed as the middle linebacker, a leader on that side of the football. So, again, when you're injured, it's hard to be a leader. Now he's back, he's playing, had a good game Sunday. We know the Philly Bulldogs, they love and respect him and appreciate him. I think this can be a good thing for the defense moving forward. I really do. At least I'm hoping that's what it could be, a good thing for this defense moving forward.
215-592-9494. Does the return of BG make you worry at all about the leadership void in the Eagles locker room? Always have a problem in the beginning. There we go. Corey in Columbus starts us off, I think. There we go. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, I'm not worried about the leadership. I'm worried about this play on the field, right? It's like, would you say, Spike, oh, Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith, like, oh, it's a little hard. But yeah, Y'all not doing y'all's job. Nolan Smith, all that talking. I get it. You've been out. Jalen's hung. We handed you, might have handed you the keys to the Ferrari too soon. You might still need to be driving the Accord. You know what I'm saying? Like, we might have gave you too much of the keys. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, BG, I love it. Everybody love BG. Eagle Hall of Famer. You know what I'm saying? All-time great. Like, you don't got to go down the resume. We know what BG is, right? But bringing BG into this locker room, like, what are we doing? Like, we want him to play. Like, last year, BG was what? The third, fourth best edge on the team. You know what I'm saying? Nolan Smith started. You had Sweat. So he's coming back a year older and coming back from an injury. It's like, I love the move, whatever you wanted to do. But it's like, I still need some help on this team, man. Howie, like, I hope this ain't supposed to be the end-all, be-all solving it. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad N'Kobe Dean back. N'Kobe Dean about to fold Paul Wall on Sunday. So you, hey, Paul Wall, all that head diving you was doing 2 weeks ago, we got some for you this week. You know what I'm saying? So I love
which one is Paul Wall?
Scottaba.
That fo-fo, you know. Hey, but I love the move. I love BG back, but I need more. Like Kobe Bryant say, more. I need. And then y'all put the – I don't want to change the top, but y'all put that other report out there that the other team looking for. Come on now.
Yeah, we will get to that. You're talking about the Cowboys and Max Crosby?
Yeah, I don't want to change the topic. I don't want to, you know, bury the lead with your – but it's like we gotta make some plays. Like, I mean, you know how Spike said, you know, with new things, some new information. We hyped this team up. You know what I'm saying? Spike Eskin said, hey, pump the brakes. You know, I don't know. Hey, I'm back with Spike. I don't know. These dudes ain't showing up like I thought they was going to be. You know what I'm saying? Howie, get on the phone. You know what I'm saying? BG is a nice.
What do you mean you're back with Spike? Hold on. I gotta check your temperature. What
yeah,
does that
I
mean?
Don't like that. No.
Yeah, what does that mean?
What I'm saying is in the offseason, Spike was saying, like, oh, I don't know if these guys is that good.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I'm starting to feel that way, too. Like,
okay.
It's like.
I just wondered if you was doubting the team or not. I didn't know.
No,
I didn't know. Listen, Spike's not always wrong. Now he's right about a lot of things. So I'm not upset with you on that. I just want to make sure you're still in the bus. You're on the bus with me. Okay.
Hold on. I talk about on the defensive side.
Okay.
Oh yeah, offense is fine.
Okay. I didn't know where we were going. Okay. I was just making it clear. Okay.
Side of the ball. So I just need Howie to start doing something. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Corey. Thank you for the call.
I appreciate that.
Well, there is, so there was a rumor that the Cowboys were sniffing around on Max Crosby from the Raiders.
Yeah.
And there is, if you're an Eagles fan, and you look at the two. Now, I don't think these two are the same thing, but you look and you go, all right, we signed BG. Great. Cowboys going after Max Crosby. And you're like, wait a minute. Hold on. No offense to BG, but
why couldn't we get Max Crosby?
Hold on.
Man, if only the Cowboys had a 25-year-old pass rusher that was one of the best at his position, then they could just pay that guy.
It would be such a Cowboy thing for them to actually trade for Max Crosby and his new contract.
Yes.
That they didn't want to give Michael Parsons.
And maybe give up more draft picks than they got for Michael Parsons. Yes. That was already.
Oh, yeah, what did they get? Oh, yeah, they got two first-rounders.
They get two firsts? Was that what it was?
And the Kenny Clark?
Oh, yeah.
That would be fun if they just took those picks and handed them over. You think Max Crosby's a better player than Micah Parsons?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
All right.
Mainly because Micah's younger.
Yes.
But Max Crosby's a damn good player, though. I would take him, yes.
Max Crosby's what, 28? Micah
28,
is 25.
Yeah, Max is only 28.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he was older, too.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, Max Crosby is a beast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love his story. So, yeah, I'd love Max Crosby.
So, we haven't talked about it yet. There is a – we'll talk about it next. There is a – another A.J. Brown Instagram post.
We're back.
Yeah.
At least it's not a tweet. I feel better about the IG posts for some reason.
I thought we were going to ignore that.
No. We talk about everything on this show.
Come on. Do you think we're not getting paid by those folks over NovaCare facility?
Cute little win on Sunday. But guess what? We're back to business.
A.J. wasn't satisfied.
No.
Two touchdowns? Doesn't matter.
120 yards.
Yeah. Deep bombs.
Yeah.
Dominating his opponent, right? Isaiah Rodgers took him to school.
Yeah.
Not good enough.
Man.
215.
Unbelievable.
215-592-9494. Does the Eagles signing BG make you a little concerned about a leadership void in the locker room as well? Are you worried that this is maybe just their move at edge heading into the trade deadline, which would be...
That would be tough.
That would be a tough one. That would definitely be a tough one. Yeah, I mentioned David Robertson. The Phils also did get Duran.
Duran,
yeah. Yeah.
Get your Duran.
Yeah, get your Duran. Coming up next, we will talk about AJ's latest Instagram post. And then coming up at 3, Elliot Shore Parks will join us, and we will whittle down who is supposed to get the credit for this BG scoop. There may be somebody that is deserving of credit that is not getting it that we have discovered. It's actually kind of crazy.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydrometrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That is coming up on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You have 5:30 Creed every day, as well as 2:30 Tupac. You never notice till you hear the Tupac songs on the radio how many words can't be on the radio. You know?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That you can't see me, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Never enough.
That's all eyes on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to test my own Tupac knowledge.
Yeah, because you're not the biggest fan of the All Eyes on Me album?
Right.
It seems like a lot of the songs I've been getting recently are off that album.
Oh, yeah, they got some good ones. That's because I'm you know what it is? The Death Row thing left a sour taste in my mouth, pause.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, because I think Suge put a battery in his back.
Sure.
And that led to what eventually happened, ultimately, as opposed to it being an environment to cultivate greatness and all of that. It was really his demise.
That said, I do think we're due for another Machiavelli song. It's been a while since
that's the second best album.
Oh, that's your second favorite?
That's my favorite? Second favorite.
Machiavelli. That one grew on me over time. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary for then up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more now through Saturday in store only. The question, wait, I just had it. Where did I put it? Hold on one second. There we go. What is the main reason you think BG came back? The two options: to help the locker room, to help the pass rush.
Oh, wow. He couldn't do both?
Yeah. Well, making them choose.
To help the locker room or to help the pass rush? I'm going to go with to help the locker room.
That's what it feels like.
Yes.
If it's one rather than the other.
Yes.
What do you think the poll question is?
Slightly favored in that way. So I'll go BG. I'll go 55%.
It's 59% to help the locker
room. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seems like everyone's on the same, you know, scent with
people
this.
People kind of see it.
But I don't think it's about the leadership on defense. I think leadership on defense is okay. I think Bond's
really?
A good. I do. I think Bond's a good leader. I think Jalen Carter's just gonna do what he did. Jalen Carter. BG's not helping Jalen Carter.
But Jalen Carter did.
I think he can.
He did have a couple of moments last year too with BG here.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think it's about AJ and Jalen. Like, I think that's what he is here to do, is to help those two navigate this season again. And that's why I think it's a tough spot.
Well, I just don't see how he helps them. That's my only thing.
Well, you can call in.
Well, he did help last year.
Yeah, what do you take the friends? Take their friends? Come
on,
BG.
I guess if you go that route, it could help. But
I asked you that yesterday, is that it seems like that is at least an ally on a vocal ally on Jalen's side that
sure.
has some cachet. But I would agree with Jack mostly in that that's what it feels like. I hope that's not what it is, but it's certainly what it feels like.
The only reason why I say that is because I don't think AJ's a grown man.
He is.
AJ's going to do what AJ's going to do. Like, BG yes. isn't going to talk AJ into being another way. If he feels a certain way, only AJ is going to overcome those feelings and be ready to move on from that. I don't think BG being there is going to change any of that. Now, if you want to tell me that Jalen having a confidant there and somebody that he could sort of talk to and all of that type of stuff and have him in the building, and it could help him sort of keep his mind straight, I actually think that's more important. And I would actually be okay with that. Here's why. Because I think, I just mentioned, sorry for repeating myself, AJ is going to be AJ.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to keep my quarterback right. I need to keep my quarterback in the right frame of mind. And I'm saying this in sort of defense of Jalen, that we don't take his mindset and mind frame into account enough. He plays the most difficult position in sports. He's in an offense where everybody wants to eat. Everybody wants the ball. He has to be the point guard to distribute a football. He's also under pressure from the outside, whether he hears it or not, but we're always scrutinizing his play. When AJ catches two passes, we don't blame AJ. We say Jalen got to get him the ball.
Well, whether he listens to us or not, whether he consumes media or not, it doesn't matter, because he still has to answer questions
yes.
from the reporters that are asking him those questions.
Yes.
So if nothing else, then he knows what's going on outside based on the questions that they are asking.
Yes. And so he to me, if this team is going to come anywhere close to reaching their potential and repeating as champions, he needs to be in the right place. Like, I'll say it again for the third time. AJ's going to be AJ.
Yes.
Right?
Which we will get to
in a
second.
Like that. But Jalen has to be right, in my opinion, mentally, coming into work every day, believing in the offense, believing in the team, keeping team first, and not being sidetracked by, I got to get him the ball, I got to do this, I got to do that. And if that means he needs to have somebody that he sort of feels comfortable with, conversating with, and having that sort of person in the building, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. It doesn't scream, I got the most faith in my leadership in my locker room right now. And I understand that. But the Eagles can't sit back and say, this isn't going to look good if we do this.
If they think it's going to work.
If they think it's going to be beneficial, then I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. Because, again, to me, Jalen, this thing is not going to work if he's not operating in the right frame of mind.
For sure.
It's not. It's not going to work.
So, speaking of AJ, we did get an Instagram post. And is a photo, looks like, from Sunday's game.
Mm-hmm.
And the caption is, using me but not using me. So, all right.
What does that mean?
Well, so, here's the thing. I am not going to be gaslit into thinking that I just don't understand younger people or
explain 6'7" to me.
Yeah, well,
can anyone explain 6'7"?
That's a different portion of the show.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Oh, really?
With the young people, they go 6'7".
Oh, I don't get it.
Seen that? I have no idea.
It's awful.
Yeah,
it's awful.
It's all over the place.
Makes no sense.
And now older people are doing it because the younger people
are
doing it.
That makes it worse.
Oh yeah, it's all over the place. I have no idea, and I refuse.
Where to start?
I even Googled it, and it was like it still didn't explain it to me. So I'm out on that.
We'll be late to trends, but like this one, I don't know where it came from, how it started, what it means, any of it.
So like the AJ thing, using me but not using. It's just like. Enough already. Could you just stop with this? And don't, and here's what'll happen. Somebody like me or somebody will say, oh, there he is, he's doing it again. And then somebody will ask him about it in the locker room and he will roll his eyes and say it has nothing to do with what you think it is. It's the media making something up. But it's only him that he's like the only person on the team who seems to have these vague passive aggressive.
No, he is the only person.
Yeah, he's the only person on the team doing this.
Yeah.
And he's such a great player and I want him to be here and I've tried. Trust me, if you made me pick, if I would love to be on Team AJ here.
Right, yeah. I know
if it's the AJ Jalen side, I am dying. I am writing letters to my congressman saying I want to be on Team AJ. I'm buying the t-shirts. I'm writing songs. Whatever I need to do to be Team AJ. But when you do this, you make it so, dude, you had 100 yards and 2 touchdowns, and could you just, for once, let the week go without some vague social media post that whether you meant whatever you meant, you could certainly, if you're him, he is smart and savvy enough to know.
Oh, yeah, he knows this is called, yes.
They ain't going to know it. I know what they're going to run with on this, and then he can do the thing where he is like, that's not what I meant. That was you know, because it's vague enough that it doesn't mean anything. It's just, I don't know. And I know somebody's going to say, no, you don't understand. It's a song lyric. Phooey. I don't care what you say. He knows because he knows how everybody reacts when he does these sorts of things. And if the number one thing on AJ's mind was winning football games, then a game after he had 120 yards and 2 touchdowns and these sorts of things, he would not leave anything to the imagination of anybody who could make it sound any worse than it does. And it's just, I don't care, man. This stuff stinks.
Yeah, listen, why not post something positive about the team? The team win and
big W.
Yeah. Building, keeping our head down, working. We're building to get this thing right.
They thought we were dead. They tried to bury
us. Yeah, I agree. Like, yeah, you could. It's a good win. You had a good game. Devontae had a good game. If it's about the team, it's a good team win that ends a 2-game losing streak. You see everyone else on the team, whether they are happy with their role, whether they're happy with how well they're playing or not playing or what have you, everyone else has the same message seemingly pulling in the same direction for each other and with each other, and they don't have the cryptic messages out there where we have to try to figure out, are you happy or what is this about? Is this some subliminal message? Like, nobody else is doing that.
Every one of Lane's tweets I see is like, BG's back, great. And I'm like, okay, I know what that means.
Yeah.
Pave the lane?
Yeah.
I know what pave the lane means.
Not using me. Using me but not using me. I'm sorry. You know exactly how that can be, you know.
Yeah, because you're saying either you're using me but not using me. I don't know. That couldn't be. We're obviously going to correlate that with the football team.
Yes.
And your lack of being used in the proper way, which you've been unhappy about in the past. Even when you were 4-0, you weren't happy about it. So now
Stop
you get 2
it.
Touchdowns in a game Sunday, over 100 yards, and this is the tweet.
Hurts is slinging the ball all over the place. Nothing wrong with the passing game.
Yep.
Devontae Smith, 100 some yards.
Yep.
AJ Brown, it wasn't a big Dallas Goedert game. He wasn't throwing it to Mechie or friggin' Dotson or Saquon even. He was throwing it to the wide receivers.
Yeah.
It's just like, I just wish he would stop doing this. It makes it hard to be like Team AJ.
Yeah,
it really does.
Yeah, and that's why I go back to, you know, him being happy here. Like, what is it? Like, if it was just about you being involved in the offense, you're involved in the offense the last few weeks. Like, you've been involved. You had 8 catches last week.
Yes. Imagine you're in a relationship, and it's you and your significant other, and you've had some rocky times, and you have a good date night, right? Good date night, good dinner, saw a good show, maybe had a little fun at the end of the night, whatever. Yeah. And then your significant other goes on Instagram the next day and shows a picture of herself, and it says, loving me but not loving me. You'd be like, oh my God.
You're not happy?
Are you happy? Are you not happy? What you could have posted was, had a great night with my man last night. Oh, great. Loving me but not loving me. That's exactly what this is, you know? So, all right. 215-592-9490.
I think that's fair.
You know?
That's fair.
Just call it like I see it. Call it like I see it. 215-592-9494. You know what you would love, speaking of loving you? Have your own house down the shore. Oh, you live in this area. What is better than having your own house down the shore? Adam Kasabi, the official realtor of getting your ass to have a shore home, is going to help you do it. K-S-E-B-E. He's out of Long & Foster in Bethany Beach. What he can help you do is, instead of paying somebody else thousands of dollars to stay in their house for a week, you could have your own place down at the Delaware beaches. You could charge other people to stay there. They're paying your mortgage. Then you have your own place to go every summer, maybe even a fall weekend getaway, whenever you want, at your own place down the shore. If you thought it's been too difficult, the market's too crazy, that's why you need a guy like Kasabi. He knows every nook and cranny of the Delaware beaches. And by the way, if you haven't thought about buying in Delaware, or you look at Jersey and you're like, property taxes way too high down at the Jersey Shore, they're super high. Not in Delaware. Some of the lowest property taxes nationwide. So when it's time for you to take the leap, you got to use my guy, Adam Kasabi, K-S-E-B-E. Call or text him. This is the cell phone that is with him right now. 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643. Or go to processrealtor.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
215-592-9494, Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Tuesday. What's poppin', fellas?
What up, Yosh?
My guys, real quick, I want to go back to something Ike said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What's saying, Ike?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't need 79 yards every game either, but I want some 68, some 50s, some 40s, some 20s, and some 10s for some touchdowns. And another thing you said, Jalen needs to remember how he felt coming off that field. Not only that game, how about 2021 against Kansas City for 387?
Yeah.
23 against Washington for 319. 338 and 20-something, what's his name? 338, three touchdowns, no interceptions. He's had those games. Remember that game on Sunday, and also remember those type games. What's his name? That's what I want him to do. BG, I believe he's liability insurance. He just going to come in and cover enough. The locker room, the field, you know, that morale aspect, whatever needs to be done. And what's the, and y'all need to, you know what, I'm over the AJ thing. And for the relationship, if I know I ain't did nothing wrong, you know what, my wife know I got a remote control that I keep in my pocket. And I pull it out if she upset, and I point it at her, and I press the button. I remember almost 20-some years ago, the first time she was like, what's that? I said, that's my mute button. If I ain't did nothing wrong, I'm muting you. I'm pausing you. I'm rewinding you. Come back and give me something better. I'm not worried about it. I'm not going to worry about it. Until AJ divorces, not going to worry about it.
But you know what? You know what, Yosh? Here's the thing. You're our age. You get to our age, and you've been married for a long time. You're very secure, and you're like, you know what? If she's mad at me, she'll talk to me tomorrow, whatever.
Yeah, we're mad at each other. We already know how to deal with it. You don't even really argue anymore. You go to your respective corner, and I'll see you in a day or two.
She sits in the living room. You go over to the TV room. It's fine, whatever. Yep.
They're not at that stage yet.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. But I'm more so, if she go upstairs, I sit downstairs on the couch.
Yep.
She sit downstairs on the couch for a long time. I go get in the bed. Come on, get in it with me. You want to be mad? We going to spoon when you get up in here. And another thing, I don't take nothing too much about the AJ situation. You saw them boys hugging on the sideline on Sunday in the second half?
Who?
DJ Devontae and Jalen was hugging on the sideline in the second half.
I missed
playing
that.
Playing together and everything.
I missed
it. I missed that. That's why I ain't even worried about it either.
I missed
it. Go back and look at the game second half.
I missed that.
I missed it too. Jack, did you
say? Hold on. AJ and Jalen were hugging?
Now, it had to be an AI video. There's no way that they were hugging.
It's a real thing, brother.
It's not.
Old people like you are getting fooled by AI videos all the time.
Every day on Twitter.
Yeah, would you see a grizzly bear driving a car, too?
Because y'all want them to be mad that you won't even listen.
Because it didn't happen, because you're living in fantasy land, Yosh.
I was watching the game live time.
Well, here's what I'm going to need you to do, Yosh.
Send us the video.
Yes, send us the video. Yes.
You sound here with me. I'm in the car with you now. I'm on the bus now.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I didn't see it. That's all.
Come on now. We don't need sunscreen lotion.
I definitely don't. So, yeah, you're right.
Hey, man, I love y'all,
Dad.
Follow back,
baby.
Man. Yeah, I didn't see that. Yeah, somebody had to send us that video.
No, I didn't see that video.
No shot.
Yeah, sounds like
zero. Well, it happened. I mean, maybe there's they did.
Hold on. Is it on the TV copy or is it on?
Right, it would have to be on the TV copy, right? Because that's the only way Yoshi's seen it.
Yeah, like, we all watched the game.
Maybe I missed it. I don't know.
It would have made its rounds on Twitter the last 2 days.
Do you know how many people would have sent it to us? Imagine thinking
they don't like each other. It's like Ben and Joel whenever they like tapped each other's butts on the court. People were like, what's the truth?
That's what I would get. Every time I would talk about Ben and talk about that relationship, every time they would just smile at each other, I would get a screenshot of it and go, imagine thinking that they don't like each other. We would get it. I'm sorry. 215-592-9494. Tyler and Wayne, you're on WIP. Man. What's up, Tyler?
Yeah, guys. I just wanted to clarify real quick. I know that him on Instagram after games hasn't been all that positive, but that was actually a happy Instagram post.
Okay.
Using me but not using me. It's using me but not using me as a person, which means like the team's not trying to take advantage of him, like personally. That's all that really meant.
So let me ask you this, Tyler. That is a very sympathetic reading of the situation, and I'm not saying you're not right. Why? When in history would the team have been using him as a person?
That's the thing with all the play calling and the way that's going this year. I know there's probably a lot of speculation about how Petula has been calling plays really, and AJ definitely feels a little. Like he's not producing as much for the team this year.
Okay.
But I think that tweet from this past week meant like he was just happy to be used in the way that he wanted to be used, not used as a person to be dragged out like by the team, by media. Like, he still loves his teammates. You know, I mean, him and Isaiah Rodgers traded jerseys because of an ex-teammate. Like, this guy is we all know he's very emotional.
Yeah.
And we all know, he wears his heart on his sleeve. So, I get where – the Instagram post can become drama, especially in the season when you're trying to repeat. But at the same time, in his way, as a young player or a younger person in this generation, he was just trying to say something happy with a mission behind it.
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
That's all that was.
Have you ever seen anybody use, is that verbiage that people use,
Oh, yeah. The younger generation, they have a way with their words, man.
No, no, no. But I'm asking the phrase, I'm honestly asking, I'm not challenging. The phrase using me but not using me, that is a phrase that you've seen online before?
I've seen that in rap lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah. Using me but not using me.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Maybe we're just old.
I'm
32, so trust me, it caught me off guard a little bit. But doing a little research with a couple of the younger kids I work with, they showed me a song, and I was like, oh, I understand.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I can accept that as an answer, but what I can't accept is leaving it out there to be interpreted.
Exactly. I can understand
that. That's the part right there. Like, that may be exactly what he meant, but everybody doesn't get that.
No, there shouldn't be any Instagram posts during season because we're trying to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, and
you gotta say, hey, guys, no social media for the whole year until we get the gold on. But, you know, you're paying these guys millions. You got to let them have a little freedom. And
social media is the they haven't said anything yet. That's the reason that I'm this Coop and Reed podcast. It's like, doing the off season. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I appreciate the call, Tyler. Well, maybe we're just old.
Well, no, you know what? Well, then guess what? When he's asked next time he's available for the media, he can clarify it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Like, when you put social media posts out there that people don't fully understand what you're trying to say, then you clarify it.
Yeah, and if it hadn't been...
Because any post could be misinterpreted. How many people had to go back and be like, oh, no, this is what I meant.
Well,
that's not what I meant. This is what I meant. Plenty of people do this. You can't get mad at people who are reading your post if they interpret it one way. It should be very clear.
Well, and it got aggregated all over the place, too. So it wasn't just me seeing it and saying...
And why do you think it got aggregated?
Well, because you couldn't tell what it meant.
Well,
yeah.
And because he's
it could
already
be perceived,
have, he's
yes.
already have a... What his track record says when he's... It's like the Bible verse
yes.
he tweeted out.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and he may say, well, that's not what it meant.
Right.
Well, you left it out there for a week for everybody to talk about it and debate over it and everything else.
He is good. If AJ wants to work here when he's done,
we cannot afford AJ. I'm surprised we can afford Jason Kelce.
He is good at talking. Well, I think one of the reasons we could afford Jason Kelce is because Jason Kelce is making so much money otherwise.
He's not haggling over pennies here at WIP.
Yeah. We couldn't, when we used to pay him back in the day to do his phone calls, we couldn't get him to deposit his checks. I said that when Kylie was in here.
Yeah.
We would have to, the checks would go undeposited for so long that our accounting department would get mad because they didn't know what to do.
It messes up everything.
And they would go and recut them new checks. And finally, when Kylie came around, we could get the checks deposited. Yeah. So
never had that problem.
No, not depositing checks.
Mine going in the bank quick.
Right away.
Before somebody changed their mind about it.
Yep. 215-592-9494.
I've never had that problem.
So Elliot joins us next. We will get his thoughts on the BG thing, and we will get to the bottom of who deserves credit for the BG scoop. I've never seen so many local media people trying to get credit for the BG scoop.
Everybody. Who was first?
John, well, Spike, I saw was first this morning.
I was first this morning. It was after the Eagles tweet came out. But, John Clark's out there trying to get credit for it. We have a couple of national guys out there trying to get credit for it.
Does Glazer get it?
Glazer had
Glazer,
it as well.
Glazer
yeah.
had it.
Yeah, Glazer.
But there's somebody that nobody's talking about. We will go over that with Elliot coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.